Title: Pitch Envelope Plucks for Jungle Stabs Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're making one of the most iconic little weapons in jungle and classic drum and bass. The short, punchy stab that kind of snaps into pitch. You know that pure knock right at the start. That's usually a fast pitch envelope. The sound starts a bit sharp, then drops into the real note in a tiny slice of time, like a few milliseconds. We're going to build this inside Ableton Live using only stock tools. We'll start with Operator because it's fast, clean, and perfect for learning. Then we'll shape it with filtering, add some attitude with saturation and drum bus, and finally give it that controlled jungle space with echo and reverb on a return. By the end, you'll have a reusable rack and a simple pattern that sits nicely over breakbeats. Let's go. First, create a new MIDI track. Drop Operator onto it. In Operator, set the algorithm to number 1. That's basically a single oscillator path, which keeps everything simple and tight. Now for the oscillator. On oscillator A, choose a saw wave. If you see something like saw D, that's fine too. Set the level around minus 12 dB. This is a big beginner habit that will save you later. Leave headroom early. If you build your sound at max volume, everything you add after will just turn into a loud mess. Keep course at 1.00 and fine at 0 for now. We'll do tuning checks later. Next, the amp envelope. This is what makes it a stab and not a sustained synth. Set attack to 0 milliseconds. Decay somewhere between about 180 and 350 milliseconds. Start around 220. Set sustain all the way down, so it's basically off. Then release around 80 milliseconds. What you should hear now is a short hit that gets out of the way. That's important in drum and bass, because the drums are moving fast and your stab can't be camping in the mix. Now the magic, pitch envelope. In Operator, find the pitch envelope section. Set the amount to plus 12 semitones. That's an octave. Attack at 0. Decay around 30 milliseconds to start. Sustain at 0. Release around 10 milliseconds. Play a note and listen closely to the front edge. You should hear that quick pitch snap right at the start. Then it settles into the actual note. If it sounds like a cartoon drop or like a tom drum falling in pitch, your decay is too long. In this style, pitch decay is often really fast, like 15 to 35 milliseconds. Here's a coaching tip that will level you up fast. The pitch snap is more about timing than size. A huge plus 12 semitone drop can feel subtle if it's super fast, and a smaller plus 5 or plus 7 can feel enormous if the decay is slow enough for your ear to register it. So when you're dialing this in, tweak decay first, then amount. Also, quick tuning reality check. Strong pitch envelopes can trick your ear. You might hear the transient as the note and accidentally write parts that feel a little sharp or flat. So do this test. Loop one MIDI note, then temporarily turn pitch envelope amount to 0. Now you're hearing just the body pitch. If it feels out of key, fix it with fine tuning or transpose. Then put the pitch envelope back on. Cool. Now we shape the stab with a filter. Drop auto filter right after operator. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope, LP 24. Set cutoff somewhere around 1.8 kHz as a starting point. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. If there's a drive control, give it a subtle push, maybe 2 to 6 dB. The idea is to take the harsh top off the raw saw and turn it into a more sample-like jab that sits in the groove. If you want a tiny bit of movement, you can use auto filters LFO very lightly. Keep it subtle, amount around 5 to 10%, and rate sync to something like 1/8 or 1/16. You're not trying to make a wobble bass. You're just adding a touch of life so repeated hits don't feel copy-pasted. Now we make it hit harder. Add saturator after auto filter. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. Then trim the output so it's not way louder than before. This is another huge mixing habit. Match perceived loudness as you add processing, so you can actually tell if it sounds better, not just louder. After that, add drum bus. Yes, even though it says drum on it, it's great for stabs. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Turn boom off most of the time, because it can muddy up your low mids and step on the sub. If it gets too bright or crispy, use damp a bit, maybe 5 to 20%. At this point, you should have a stab that's short, punchy, and has that little laser-like front edge. Now let's put it in space the jungle way, controlled, vibey, and not washing out your drums. Instead of throwing echo and reverb directly on the track, Put them on a return. Create a return track and drop echo on it. Set time to 1/8 or 1/8 dotted. Feedback around 15 to 30%. Now filter the echo. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 4 to 7 kHz. Keep modulation low, like 0 to 10%. Then send your stab to this return lightly, like -18 to -12 dB send to start. If you want extra atmosphere, add reverb after echo on that same return. Keep it short, decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. Low cut around 250 to 500 Hz. And keep it a bit dark so it doesn't hiss all over your break. Quick check. If the groove suddenly feels less punchy, don't immediately EQ your stab. First, reduce the echo send a bit, or shorten the pitch envelope decay by about 10 milliseconds. Those two moves often fix the stressed feeling without wrecking the tone. Now let's write a simple jungle or D&B-friendly pattern. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. Let's pick 170. Choose a key. A minor is common, but anything works. F minor is great if you want darker energy. Here's the placement mindset. In a lot of jungle grooves, the snare is the star. Don't step on it. Put your stabs on the ands, or even just after the snare by a 16th note, so it feels like the stab is answering the drums instead of fighting them. Try a 1-bar pattern on a 16th grid with 3 hits. Put one around 1.2, another around 1.3.3, and another around 1.4.2. Don't worry if it sounds abstract at first. The point is, avoid landing exactly on the main snare hits, and create a little syncopated bounce. And do not ignore velocity. That's what makes it feel played. Make one main hit per bar loud, like 110 to 127. Then make the others quieter, like 50 to 80. Those quieter hits are your ghost stabs. They give motion without overcrowding the break. Also, keep the MIDI note lengths short. Even if your amp envelope is short, long notes can still feel held and less percussive. Start with 1/16 to 1/8 note lengths and only lengthen if you specifically want overlap. Now we make it sit with the bass and the drums. Add EQ8 at the end of the stab chain. High pass the stab somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Start at 150 Hz. The reason is simple. Your sub and your kick need that space, and stabs down there usually just create mud. If it's harsh, dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 5 kHz range by 2 to 4 dB. If it's boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 500 Hz. Do it gently. In break-driven music, small EQ moves often go a long way. Then add a compressor with sidechain. Sidechain it from your kick to start. Use a ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient completely. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for subtle gain reduction, like 1 to 3 dB. You're not trying to pump the stab into oblivion. You're just carving a tiny pocket so the groove locks. Now, the workflow move that makes this actually useful. Save it as a rack. Select operator, auto filter, saturator, drum bus, and EQ8. Then group them into an instrument rack. Map a few key controls to macros. Pitch envelope amount, pitch envelope decay, filter cutoff, saturator drive, and if you want, something like a send amount concept by keeping a utility gain or a dry/wet style control in rack. The point is, you want to turn one knob and get more stab intensity without digging through device panels. Before we wrap, let's cover a few common problems and quick fixes. If your stab sounds like a tom or a goofy pitch dive, shorten the pitch decay. Keep it in that 15 to 45 millisecond zone. If it's eating your low end, raise the high pass. Your stab usually shouldn't compete with the sub. If it's washed out, reduce reverb and echo, and use returns with filtering so the space lives in the mids and highs, not the lows. If it sounds robotic, add velocity variation and consider moving one hit slightly later to get that push-pull. If it turns into harsh fizz, back off saturation and check the 3 to 8 kHz range with EQ. Also, if the snap is too clicky, try a tiny amp attack, like 0.5 to 2 milliseconds. That can smooth the tick without losing the punch. Now a quick practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make 3 versions of your rack. Version A, pitch amount plus 7 semitones, decay 20 milliseconds. Version B, plus 12 semitones, decay 30 milliseconds. Version C, negative 12 semitones, decay 20 milliseconds, for that darker pull into the note. Write a 2-bar pattern. Use 1 strong accent hit, 2 quieter ghost hits, and then in bar 2, do a call and response by changing one note to a different pitch. Put a breakbeat underneath at a realistic level, Then adjust your stab high pass and your echo send until the stabs add energy, without masking the snare. If you want extra authenticity, resample the best version. Freeze and flatten it, or record a bunch of hits into audio, pick your favorites, and load them into simpler as one-shots. That sample-like behavior often sits better in a busy break track than an always live synth. Recap time. That jungle snap comes from a fast pitch envelope, usually 15 to 45 milliseconds. Operator is an easy way to nail it. Short amp envelope plus pitch envelope equals instant pluckstab. Shape it with filtering, add density with saturation and drum bus. Place it in space with echo and reverb on returns, and keep your low end clean with high pass and a touch of sideching. Then save it as a macro rack so you can build tracks faster. If you tell me your BPM, your key, and what your sub is doing, like Clean Sign, Reese, 808 style, I can suggest a specific stab rhythm that leaves the right gaps for your break and sits perfectly in that bass line's pocket.